Understanding the Value Chain. Senior managers at ESPN are not the only ones who recognize the potential value of half the world's population. Muhtar Kent is a CEO at the forefront of partnering with women for growth. When he became head of the Coca-Cola Company's international operations in 2006, he was keenly aware that 65 to 70% of the people buying its products around the world were women. Then, shortly after becoming CEO in 2008, he pledged to make recruiting, developing, and advancing women and achieving true diversity one of the centerpieces of the company's and its bottling partners' 2020 vision for growth. Muhtar knew that women were critical to the future of Coca-Cola's business. He started internally, creating the company's Women's Leadership Council in 2008, a group of 17 executives tasked with figuring out how Coca-Cola could best recruit and promote its female talent. Muhtar called us together and asked us to write a multi-year plan on accelerating women into senior operating roles, remembers B. Perez, now Coca-Cola's chief sustainability officer. When I presented him with the metrics part of the plan, he said, "Your numbers aren't aggressive enough. I want to do more." Shortly after the Women's Leadership Council was formed, its members realized that the world's largest beverage company could use its corporate heft to further the UN Millennium Development Goals, 8 targets aimed at bettering the lives of the world's poorest people. With those targets in mind, the Leadership Council created the 5x20 program led by Charlotte Oades, which leverages Coca-Cola's resources and reach to empower 5 million female entrepreneurs along its value chain by 2020, including farmers, small-scale shop owners, and bottle and can recyclers. The 5x20 program is designed to help women entrepreneurs overcome 3 hurdles: difficulty obtaining capital, a lack of business training, and inadequate networks of mentors and peers. Since the initiative launched in 2010, 865,000 women have participated across 52 countries. In Kenya and Uganda, for example, Coca-Cola, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the international nonprofit TechnoServe recently completed an initiative called Project Nurture, which reached more than 53,000.